only been here for about 6-7 weeks now, but I have yet to encounter anyone on campus that with any degree of animosity or antagonism, that sort of thing. I've been very receptive to everyone I've met, all the students, staff, and faculty alike. So I kind of think that we're accepted, and people can see the benefits to a military career, or just interest in the courses that we provide, give them some background in leadership or management training.
That was Major Bert Jaster of the ROTC program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, and I'm Karen Sedgwick, Director of Public Affairs, with this week's edition of University Focus. On October 16th, ROTC is sponsoring an Aviation Day. One is held each semester, and this time the group will be visiting Fort Wainwright.
It's primarily designed to introduce students to the military, give them an idea of the defense structure and different duty positions and jobs that are available in the military service. On the 18th of this month, that's the Saturday following Aviation Day, we'll be traveling to Clear Air Force Station, which is one of the three Strategic Air Command and North American Defense stations, and is responsible for the tracking of missiles and satellites. It's one of three stations in the Strategic Air Command NORAD system, and it's part of the U.S. Ballistic Missile Early Warning System. We'll be doing that on the 18th of October, Saturday. That'll pretty much be an all-day tour. We'll be receiving orientation briefing there, tour of all the facilities, plus we'll be having lunch at the dining facility at the Air Force Station. Transportation will be provided by Army bus.
Major Jaster said the ROTC program is experiencing an increase in enrollment this year.
Right now, in all courses that we offer, we have approximately 102 students. Of those, actually, close to 30 are actively pursuing a commission along with their baccalaureate degrees.
Is there any trend? Is this about the same enrollment that you've experienced in the past year?
No, this is actually, it seems to be on the uprise. It's an increase, I'd say, of close to 100% over last year at this time.
In assessing the increase, Major Jaster said he couldn't pinpoint any specific reasons, but felt there might be an increased sense of duty among students who are seeking to serve their country in one fashion or another. Students interested in ROTC do have the option of a two-year or four-year program.
We have basically two programs. They can begin at their freshman year and go through a four-year program, or if they attend what we call a basic camp at Fort Knox, Kentucky during the summer, they can immediately go into our two-year program and finish the program in 2 years and receive their commission. So they could enter at the beginning of their junior year and complete the two-year program and still earn a commission, even though they didn't start at the beginning as they began their college career.
Major Jaster sees no changes in the present ROTC program, and he noted that the outdoor skills class is popular and likely to continue to draw large numbers of students.
Gives them an opportunity to learn some skills that will be helpful to them in living in Alaska, and particularly if they want to go out into the countryside and see the state. It provides them with a lot of training that can be useful both in surviving in cold weather and mountain climbing, hiking, that sort of thing.
Anyone interested in Aviation Day or the trip to Clear can call Major Jaster at the ROTC office at 479-7501. The major also noted that the deadline for our TC scholarship application is December 1st, and that's closer than you think. Tonight at 6 in the Patty Gym, Clark Greening and Frank Borkowski, candidates for the U.S. Senate, will debate the issues. The movie Alien will play at 6:40 tonight in the concert hall and on Saturday. Aviation Day is the 16th. The Alaska Statehood Commission will be meeting on the Fairbanks campus on October 22nd. I'm Karen Sedgwick, and this has been University Focus from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, where education and research face tomorrow, today.
University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office at KUAC-FM.